Some of the old hymns are such beautiful theology. I hope that you always put them on from time to time. There's a blessing to be found there. Well, this is a newer song. It's a song that's been blessing me over the last couple of years, and boy, I find myself singing it all the time. It's called Graves into Gardens, and it reminds us that with the Lord, there's an eternity yet to come. And so we can be a mess sometimes, you know that? And I'm so glad that God can show us a better way. So this is called Graves into Gardens. Let's sing it out. Doing this song because my wife is in love with another man. Oh, so bad. This is Zach Williams, and actually we both like him. She plays them an awful lot, and I'm not jealous at all.
I want to go to a concert, but you won't.
She wants to go to a concert, but it's so expensive to go to concerts nowadays. Anyway, Zach Williams has been writing some pretty incredible music, and you know, watching interviews with him and stuff, his heart is so for people. He's one of those fellers who will go into the prisons like Johnny Cash used to do, and talk to many who are lost about a better way. And so he doesn't take for granted that the Lord saved him and plucked him from the road that he was on. And he's very, very open with his faith and his testimony. This is a song that he did with Dolly Parton called There Was Jesus, and it's a blessing. So if you know it, sing it. Please sing along.
Built and crashed into me.
you know, the Lord will chase you down, and I'm so glad that I finally yielded to him, because my life has been on such a greater path. You know, there's things in this life that can sometimes hold you back and bind you. They become chains, right? And Jesus came so that we could be set free, so that he could break those chains. But so often we see people who are slaves to different things, right? Slaves to addictions, or slaves to wants and desires, or slaves to individuals, right? We see relationships that aren't very healthy sometimes. Well, Christ came to set us free from all of those things. And the thing that I learned in my life is that when I put God first, and when I let Jesus start to lead the way, that all things started to find their place, right? So because Andrew was no longer first and Jesus was first, well, then Andrew found his place in the order of things as well. And now my life is balanced, and now my life is whole. And you know, that day that Christ sets you free, it's the Bible says that you are free indeed. And I am so grateful to be able to testify today that I'm no longer a slave to anything, because I bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so this song is called No Longer Slaves, and I hope that if you've never had that experience where you could bow before one who is worthy of our knee, that you'd be hearing about this Jesus that we're talking about today, because he can change everything. Let's sing No Longer Slaves. Amen. I hope that that is true of you as well. Let's pray together. Father, I want to say thank you for all that you do and all that you are. I want to say thank you that we can be down here on this beautiful waterfront as one big family. Lord, different denominations and different experiences, different paths, and yet one God. One God who is interested in our today and in this moment and is so interested in our tomorrow. And Lord, we want to say thank you that you are with us for every step of the journey and every season that we are asked to walk. Lord, I thank you for this festival, and I thank you for your love. And I pray that our community would feel it all day long. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, guys, welcome to the blessing of the Fleet service. This is something that we like to do just as a church, and we come together, and of course, we praise the Lord. I'm glad that we get to do it this year. We are fortunate when it comes to the weather. I like to tell the whole Lobster Bash committee it's because of me, right? Because I am the Lord's favorite, and therefore we have his favor. Listen, don't you mock the blessings, man. He could make it rain right now. Do you want me? No? Okay. No, the Lord has been so good to us, and he's good to this community. You know, we've been part of Digby now. My wife and I moved here probably 19 years ago, and we found a home, and we're so glad of what God is doing. You know, the blessing of the Fleet is kind of a fun time for us to come together to really remind us that, you know, God longs to bless you. If you are of the human species today, God longs to bless you. And it's amazing. You want to track it. It goes back to Genesis 12 when it's first recorded about this fella named Abram. And he would later be called Abraham. But Abram was promised a blessing of God. And the blessing went something like this in Genesis 12. And again, I challenge you to go back and read it. He said, you know what? I am going to bless you. And not only am I going to bless you, but I'm going to bless the whole world through you. And I'm going to bless every individual that blesses you. And it's kind of an amazing thing when we start to understand that there is a God who is up there and who keeps the whole universe spinning and is still creating. And that's why the earth is still in good shape and the universe is still expanding, because God is still doing incredible things. And to think that there is this God who is so high above us that wants to bless us, I hope that that would humble you, but that would also intrigue you. You know, there's many times in your life where you're not sure what to do. How many have had those sleepless nights, right? Where you're kind of going, man, I need to know what to do. I need to make a decision. And if you can understand that there is a God of all of the universe who actually has a plan for your life and longs to lead you through those moments, it's a pretty incredible thing to experience his blessing. In fact, Psalm 34 says it challenges us. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, the Lobster Bash is all about tasting. Amen? Woo! Like, the kitchen staff has been working hard, and if you see the kitchen staff and they are looking hot and tired, it's because they haven't stopped for 3 days. They have been making lobster rolls and lobster chowder. I think of Leona and Lola and Laura up there in the kitchen, and they have been working tirelessly, and the guys that have been working tirelessly here, thank them. But you know how when you think about that lobster roll, like, my mouth is watering right now. How many people love food? Woo! Food was a good idea, right? And so God uses this word that we can understand so well, and he says, taste and see that I'm good. Try God, you know? And if God longs for your very best and God longs to bless your life, wouldn't it be a beautiful experiment to give him a chance and to try? Malachi says that if we would trust in the Lord, that the Lord would open up the floodgates of heaven and he would pour blessings over us in the entirety of our life. And there's a beauty with that, because it's kind of interesting. Now, for some of you who may be visiting Digby County this week, our community is in the process of kind of grieving right now. You know, for many of you, you'd understand that fishing is kind of a dangerous industry. And every year, as we come to the blessing, there is individuals that we have lost and, you know, who've lost their lives on the water, sometimes by accident, sometimes by chances. This week, we've been grieving Captain Derek Carty. And so a lot of volunteers that are smiling and they're passing you a shirt They're not smiling because it's easy today. They're smiling because Derek loved the Lobster Bash, and he loved his community. And we're here and we gather today because we don't want death to rob any more than it's already taken from us. But we have been praying for the Cardi family all this week, and we have been setting up tents, and there's been many nights where we haven't felt like being there because inside we're hurting, and yet here we are. And you know what? I want to remind you that even in the season of grief, God is longing to bless you. That even when it's hard, God is longing to lead you through those moments. You know, it's only in grief when it becomes very clear the cost of love, isn't it? You say, how in the world can it hurt this bad? It hurts this bad because we love that much. And so you've got two choices. You could never love, or you can experience some hurt when love changes. Well, you know, in those seasons of grief, there's many people who are actually ruined. They never understand how to get past grief, and so we become stuck as human beings, and all of a sudden we can become isolated, and we can pull back, and we can stop living our own lives in the sorrow of the one that we feel is missing. But God wants to bless us even in that sorrow. So we're in that same chapter of Psalm 34 where it says, taste and see that God is good. It also has this incredible passage where it says, God is close to the brokenhearted. That his blessing even wants to follow you into the valleys, into the dark days. And so, you know, I can think of no better place than the blessing of the fleet to remind us that even in sorrow and even in the darkest of valleys, we have a God who longs to lead us through those valleys. He is the light that shines in the darkness. He is the one who illuminates the path. He is the one who can help us through that and lead us to the next mountaintop. And you know, along your life's journey, there is going to be many dark valleys. But the blessing of the Lord never leaves you. It stays with you and it helps you through. It strengthens you through. He's the one who gives us hope in those darkest of days. And truly, if you walk with the Lord for any sort of time, you'll understand that it's even in the hardest days where God seems the closest. And so I felt that it would be appropriate, this blessing, to remind our community that God is longing to heal you. He's longing to heal you. How many are dealing with pain or the loss of a loved one? Anybody? You know, it's interesting to me because there's so many that have gone before. The longer I live, the more I long for heaven, because heaven, there is this promise of a great reunion when those who've gone before me, I'll get to see them again. But it's in the waiting that it's pretty hard, right? We sang a song today called Graves into Gardens, and I love the words. It says, I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along, and you put me back together. And every desire is now satisfied here in your love. And it goes on to share these truths, and I want you to hear this today. He turns mourning to dancing. He gives beauty for ashes. He turns shame into glory. He's the only one who can. He turns graves into gardens. He turns bones into armies. He turns seas into highways. He's the only one who can. God loves you, even in the darkest of the valleys. And he loves you so much that as long as you will trust in him, he would refuse to leave you in the valley. He wants to lead us through every season of our life, when we are broken, when we are whole, when we are filled with sorrow, when we are filled with joy, when we have plenty, when we have need. He loves you just as you are, and he loves you enough not to leave you there. If you need a blessing today in your individual life, I want to proclaim today that God is a healer and he longs to set you free. And you say, Andrew, man, I have never seen God. Yes, you have. God is all around you. God is after you. He is chasing you and you can't outrun him. And you see him and his people moving. You see him every time there is love. You see him surrounding you. Why not taste and see that he is good? If you've never prayed before, I want to challenge you in the days that are ahead. Come to God just as you are. Cry out to him. Talk to him. Ask for that healing. Taste and see if he is good. And I guarantee you this, your life will never be the same. For those who start praying, they never stop. And those who start praying, they pray more often. And those who seek, find. That's the promise of God. So some of you are just like me. You know what? We're putting on a smile and we're loving the things that we're seeing and we're doing our very best to bring joy to the community, but it's been a hard week to do that. Know that God longs to be your strength and your joy and your patience and your mercy. He longs to be the song of your life and he longs to lead us to better days. Let's do this. Let's bow our heads. We're not going to be long today. I want to pray for the fleet in just a minute, but first I want to pray for you. I want to pray that God would heal us and heal our land. And for some of you, you know, even if you're in this community, you've known me for 20 years. You know, you're still scared of church. Don't be a slave to fear. You want to grab a coffee sometime, just call the church and set something up, and we'll do that. But I want you to know that God longs to heal you and lead you to the next mountaintop. And don't worry, when you find yourself in that valley and you find yourself surrounded by darkness again, if you listen closely, you'll find out that God has never left you, and he loves you as you are, and he'll lead you out of that again to another mountaintop. Adventure after adventure awaits you. Taste and see that God is good. Let me pray for those of you who are hurting today. Father God, I want to say thank you for your blessing. You've blessed my life. You do it daily. Your mercies are new each morning. And Lord, I want to say thank you that you love me as I am, and yet you refuse to leave me there because you are stretching me. You are building me. You are strengthening me. You are making me into a man that I could never be by myself. Lord, left alone, I was self-destructing, and yet you came along and you put me back together. And Lord, I thank you for your blessing. I thank you for your healing. I thank you for your leading. And Lord, for those who are out here who are listening today, Lord, even those who are on the street who may be finding today particularly hard because we've experienced another loss in our community, I pray that you would remind us that we're more than loss and we're more than sorrow and we're more than this sad moment, that we could be children of the King with your blessings and your benefits upon us. Lord, for those who have never given you a chance, I pray that they would taste and see that the Lord is good. Let them pray today. Let them pray tonight. Because once they start, I know they'll never stop. Because, Father, that's been my experience with you. And, Lord, right now we want to pray for the Cardi family that you would love them in ways that surprise them. That your presence would be near to them and that this community would show love in so many different ways. And Lord, I know that that's already been happening, but I pray that it would continue in the hard days that are ahead. Lord, even tonight as we do the parade of the lights, Lord, and as Derek's boat is glowing in the darkness, would it be a reminder to us of all of the joy and the beauty that we already have, that we have shared. And Lord, as we do the fireworks kind of in honor of this whole mess, we pray that there would be a hope and a smile in us. So, Father, we pray that you would draw near to them as a family and that you'd strengthen them and that you'd remind them that you never leave them, that your blessing will remain. And Father, right now I want to pray for this fleet that's behind me, Lord. I thank you for every man and woman that does their very best to make a living on the water, Lord. We thank you for these oceans and the way they clean themselves and the way that they provide. Lord, we pray for all of the catch and the species, Lord, that we chase. We pray for your safety as we go out in the water, that you'd bring us home, Father, again, that we'd celebrate one another, that our community would be filled with love and success and your blessing. And Lord, we'd always understand that there is a God that is way bigger than us. We'd be thankful for every day and adventure that he brings. So Lord, we pray that you would bless the fleet. You'd bless the industry. And you'd bless Southwest Nova. We pray all these things in the incredible name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Well, God bless you guys. We want you to know there's going to be a lot of events that are happening today. Today's schedule is even a little fuller than it was yesterday. So we've got some contests that are happening right over here on the trailer at 11 o'clock. Lobster and bait trap. We're going to have the trap stacking. We're going to have the banning competitions. So if you haven't signed up and you'd like to be a part, please sign up at the registration tables. We're going to have the Brent Memorial crate run. We're going to have the fish tub derby, some of those things happening down on the water. So please hang around and know that tonight we are going to light up the sky in memory of those who have gone before. Have an incredible lobster bash, guys, and God bless you.